The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Yesterday at our Casa House, I thought someone was trying to break in. And there was this huge bang at the door. Automatic was in the bathroom. He jumped up. And let's tell the story after we go around the room. Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I just hear this bang.
Oh.
And I'm like, Otto, somebody hit the door. I think somebody's trying to kick the door open. Man, that man was out, up, ran to the front door, opened, and I was kind of scared because he didn't grab the gun.
I wiped first.
Hold on. Hold on. I was like, he doesn't have anything like a knife, the kitchen knife, nothing. He said, it's just a UPS guy threw your bag at the front door.
I think he's so sick of being at our house that he literally chucked it at the door.
That's funny.
I couldn't believe it. So then
Jesus, Dana.
But no, I was so scared. And he comes back. I'm like, why would you just open the door? You don't have any weapons or anything. What did you say?
I said I got two registered lethal weapons right
God,
here.
God, it was the biggest dad mode of all time.
Well, I mean, it's a pretty wild mom mode to be like, grab a lethal weapon. Like, what are
just
you?
Just to answer the damn door.
No, there were... Anthony,
Dana,
sure
I looked outside
it.
First. Bro, if I would have seen a man with a machete, I wouldn't have opened the door.
This is what happens when your wife, DJ Automatic, watches too much true crime.
Crime TV.
Yeah, too much crime TV,
hey.
Automatically, is just like, automatically, something wild is about to happen.
Let's automatically, you know what it is? Yeah. Richard Ramirez is at the door, and he's ready to take out the whole family.
Let's go full Dateline mode. So that's what's up. Dude, shout out to the UPS drivers, though.
Except for that guy.
We're going full crazy crime story mode. Our new Wednesday thing.
Oh, yeah, coming up here.
Well, thank goodness we're not going to make that one. That was scary.
Hopefully not. Knock on wood.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Opposite Day.
Oh, my gosh, remember this?
It's Opposite Day.
I love SpongeBob. Okay, let's talk about this. What's your favorite SpongeBob episode, Anthony?
Oh, without a doubt, it's the driving test one.
Oh, my gosh. Mrs. Puff. Poor Mrs. Puff.
SpongeBob, you fail this test over and over. I'm beginning to believe you're simply unteachable.
DJ Automatic?
Oh, definitely the bodybuilding one.
Yeah, I hope you got some glue for me because I am wet.
Bodybuilding SpongeBob when he's all yoked.
I like the one when he unknowingly almost gives Plankton the secret Krabby Patty recipe.
It's no use, Karen. It won't budge.
Of course not, Einstein. It has a time lock. It won't open until tomorrow morning.
Well, I've waited this long. What's a few more?
Excruciatingly long! Hours.
SpongeBob makes me laugh. All right, what's next?
It is National Irish Coffee Day. Now, here's the thing about Irish coffee. It was invented in 1943 in Ireland when a chief of an air base was coming up with a nice way to warm some chilly travelers. He would give them some coffee, a shot of Irish whiskey, some sugar, topped with a layer of whipped cream.
That's what I want. The guy flying the plane drinking whiskey.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, this story, I'm going to try my best not to cry. Crazy crimes of passion. It's interesting looking for the stories because sometimes you find them where you least expect it. This did not make huge national news. Melissa Highsmith was kidnapped at 22 months of age, so not even 2 years old. She lived in Fort Worth, and her mother had left her with a roommate, and the roommate had to go to work, so the roommate called somebody. And they
just handed off the kid, basically.
Yeah, that's a little...
Yes.
All right, we're going
to... Handed her to the babysitter, and the babysitter never returned Melissa.
So the babysitter took Melissa?
Yes. Well, that's what they suspect, at least. Here is the moment the mother and father realized our baby is alive.
I just couldn't believe it. I thought I would never see her again.
And they said, Dad, she's alive. And I started crying. And after 51 years, it's so emotional.
Because of today's ancestry and 23andMe DNA tests, that's how this family was able to be reunited with their missing child. And Jeffrey, Melissa's dad, hit her up on Facebook.
Shout out Facebook Messenger.
For real.
That's what's up.
My father texted me on Messenger and he told me, you know, I've been looking for my daughter for 51 years. The person that raised me, I asked her, is there anything that you need to tell me? And it was confirmed that she knew that I was baby Melissa. So that just made it real.
Melissa has three children. And so her children came up as Jeffrey and Alta's grandchildren. And at that moment, they knew our daughter had children. Wow. And now we can find her. And so that's how it all played out. I mean, it's pretty crazy. A genealogist connected them on Facebook, found them. Now, did the babysitter raise Melissa? That's what everybody's asking. Here's what Jeffrey, Melissa's father, thinks.
We believe, she believes, that it's the woman that raised her. She was 5'7", husky built. So the description of the kidnapper was it was a man dressed in drag. Well, we believe that she was just disguised.
Wow. Dude.
That did make me giggle just a little bit,
freaking
though.
Softball like, catcher stole the baby.
Yeah. I'm like, what? Anthony.
Just when you thought the story couldn't get any crazier, though. Come
on. Okay. So what about criminal charges? Legal statute of limitations expire
what?
20 years after a kidnapping. Yeah. So the family's trying
That's
to change that.
Fact.
How in the world does that happen?
How does that have an expiration date? They stole her,
thank you,
their child.
Thank you. And the family wants justice.
We hope that there's justice for the Highsmith family. And the reason I say that, there has been 51 years stolen from my family, from Al to her mother, and from her brothers and sisters.
Fort Worth police said they are going to follow this investigation and see what they can do. And these are the words that Alta, Melissa's mother, said, because they were reunited on Thanksgiving. What an amazing day.
I feel that was the best day that I ever had in my whole life when I saw Melissa again.
I think the biggest message on today's Crazy Crimes of Passion is don't give up, because you just don't know. And take that DNA test, even though you said you don't want to. Take the test.
Don't announce like Maury.
You are the father.
Yeah, that, I almost cried on that until Dana turned us into Price is Right.
I mean, that was a beautiful story. That's literally the worst thing that could probably happen to you. Somebody stealing your child is unimaginable. And then to have to live through it and then to be like re-traumatized 51 years
not
later.
Not to know what happened. The not knowing is the torture. Is my child safe? Is my child okay? Is my child alive?
These people celebrated her birthday every year.
Every single year.
That
never
feeling
gave
never
hope.
Left Damn. Them.
It's a wild 21st birthday. You're showing up to that it's party? Like, yo, where's the birthday girl? She's like, she's already
we don't
passed
know.
Out.
Yeah, we no, don't that's know. Crazy. Oh, but at least we have a happy ending, right? Yeah. So listen to this completely unedited on the Dana Cortez Show podcast. And you definitely want to go to my Instagram page, at Dana Cortez, because I have video of the parents, video of Melissa, the moment they were reunited. It's so incredibly emotional. As Anthony, I said, Crazy Crimes of Passion in under 5 minutes.
Oh.
All right. Back with more of the show here on the radio coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One show outstreamed Squid Games, Stranger Things, Wednesday, all of them. And when you find out what it is, you're going to want to watch it and you're going to be shocked. In case you missed it, these are the stories that move on the timeline too quick. We find the best. We bring them to you right here on the radio. DJ Automatic, you first. I'm going last.
Tax season is here, y'all. So it's time to bust out those 1040s and 1099s because tax season, you know, it's officially started.
W-2 time.
Yeah. The IRS thinks that you might want to sit down before opening your 2022 return. Because of those pandemic benefits we were seeing, you were getting $3,600 per kid. Guess what we're going to get now? We're back to the original $2,000.
Oh, man.
But you do have until April 18th to file.
That's still a good child tax credit, but I think it's called earned income credit, EIC.
Well, that's what it was before pre-pandemic was $2,000.
I know, but it
that
really
$3,600 helped, though.
That it helped a lot. People lost work. Not only that, with inflation. I saw that President Biden tried to, you know, push the tax credit thing through, but Congress was like, nah, it's been enough time. It's done.
Just another reason why I just really appreciate Arizona Iced Tea. Through all this up and down,
cents,
dude, it stayed
solid
at 99
cents.
Throughout the
right.
whole thing, dude, cents. Always 99 cents. You got to love them. All right.
I just read this. It's a working economics blog. Corporate profits have contributed disproportionately to inflation. Ooh. We're getting had, people.
Okay, all right.
We're getting had.
Well, everybody else is making less money. The corporations are making more.
Yeah.
Damn.
Not okay.
All right. Damn, that was heavy, dude. That was heavy, guys. All right. From the tax on your kids to a study in Finland, all right, in case you missed it, a study in Finland showed that men with children reported being more depressed by 33% to those surveyed, all right?
Here goes your childless life little propaganda you got going on.
I'm not trying to spread any propaganda. Again, these are the homies in Finland. You know, here in America, we have nothing but responsible, happy dads.
Sure we do.
So that's not the case at all here in America.
Well, I will say that it is hard having children. It's not an easy life, but I think that it's rewarding because that's your true immortality.
I mean, when they're little, it's a source of happiness. When they're a teenager, I could see depression coming along.
Whatever. All right, all right. In case you missed it, Squid Games, Stranger Things Wednesday were not the most streamed shows last year.
What was it?
Criminal Minds.
Oh.
Outstreamed all of them. You name it. Even movies like Encanto didn't come close to Criminal Minds. It's the old school, nostalgic CSIs, all that. Mm. Gilmore Girls. I don't get it. These are shows that...
What is Gilmore Girls about? Crime?
How do you know? Automatic, it's about a young girl growing up and her mom. And anyway.
I've never seen it.
Ava Maddox watches it. Do you not know what our daughter streams?
You know what show I've been watching that feels like it's been on forever?
What,
and
Anthony,
I love it every time I see it. Is What Would You Do?
I'm John Quinones, and this is a TV show called What Would You Do?
With John Quinones?
Remember
why do you keep bringing this dude up?
Because he's great. I want to.
That's your career aspiration, just to be the next John Quinones?
Well, first I want to be on the show. I want to be on the show. You have no idea. Like, I look for somebody to be running out of gas and help him push the car and stuff. Like, just
you know
to be
what's interesting?
It.
You know how we're doing Crazy Crimes of Passion now every Wednesday? Anthony says, I came up with a little liner for it. Like, he's really into this. He's like a John Quinones fan.
Yeah, dude.
What's a liner?
Crazy Crimes of Passion. Crime stories in under 5 minutes.
Oh.
It's good, right?
Well, we'll work on it.
It's coming up next hour. All right, so that's going to do it for In Case You Missed It. If you like any of these articles, we can share them with you. Hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B gets emotional when speaking about veterans. She met a bunch during her community service. I'm going to play you the audio. Oh, it's a lot coming up inside the Daily Dart. Best gossip, this story, and more. All brought to you by Ulta Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays.
We got Lil Mosey celebrating his birthday. Hey. And Alicia Keys celebrating a birthday as well.
Okay, so Kanye West took his daughter, Northwest, who's 9 years old, to lunch with his new wife, Bianca Censori. Looked like they were having fun. I got some photos, you know, paparazzi, of course, snap pics of them. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram to check them. They're in a story. Kim Kardashian loves Kanye right now. He's super stable. He's happy. You haven't seen any crazy antics or anything, so she just said, go to lunch. Go ahead. Take her and beat.
On the other side of this, Pete Davidson removed the kid tattoos, too.
I saw that. So.
Bro. Yeah.
This is moving, like, literally at, like, a season two Keep It Up with the Kardashian pace right now, guys. This is progressing really low.
And the cameras are following everybody around. All right, congratulations to Jamie Lee Curtis, the original Scream Queen. She was just nominated for an Oscar for the first time. So I'm so happy for her. Angela Bassett as well for her role in
She Black doesn't have
Panther.
An Oscar yet?
I think she does, yeah, for What's Love Got to Do with It. But Jamie Lee Curtis didn't. DJ Automatic. Angela Bassett does. So what? I'm still excited for Ms. Bassett. And Austin Butler also for his portrayal as Elvis. He did such a great job. I'm not an Elvis fan, but that movie, you got lost in it.
I still think he's acting like Elvis.
Yeah, he did such a good job. Add Dana Cortez on Instagram to see all the nominations. And please go watch my conversation with Austin Butler on our YouTube channel. Okay, so, you know, Cardi B had to do some community service. I thought that what she had to say about our vets was so important, I had to share it with you.
These past 2 days, I've been doing community service, and I have learned things about myself. I don't want to cry, but I have learned about veterans. They go through so much, and like this country, they don't like provide the proper service. A lot of them suffer from PTSD, and a lot of them turn to drug abuse because they're trying to escape all of the things that they went through.
It's really cool to hear Cardi B standing up for the troops, and a lot of people will say certain things about like female rappers in this current generation, but there's a lot of them really pushing like, I guess, society topics.
Social issues.
Social issues, there you go, yeah.
The conversation about our veterans has been going on for a very long time, and we keep saying, yeah, we want to help them, but we don't. The majority of that money goes for weapons and all kinds of planes that we never fly, and we forget about the people.
Yeah, what we really need is to get these guys mental health.
And the ladies as well.
There it is.
Oh, Automatic, you just said last week that for the first time, veterans can pull up to any hospital and be seen for PTSD or any kind of mental issue they're having. I forgot.
They can do that, but the thing we need to do is get the VA hospitals more money because most of them are in shambles.
Yeah, you know what? So government, what we're telling you, in the words of Cardi B, it's up.
Come on, get it done. Back with more to show coming up. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you're looking for something different for your boo for Valentine's Day, I've got an inside food news, and it's under $10.
Oh.
Hottest hashtags here on a Dana Cortez Show. Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. Happy New Year. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
All right, so we have an update on Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin, who went into cardiac arrest January 2nd during a Monday night football game. His family, through a representative, say they're grateful for the quick response from medical professionals and the staff who treated him at the first hospital, and then when he was released into the next hospital. But their update is to inform all of us he still requires oxygen on a daily basis. He is being monitored 24 hours a day. And for those asking, football is not in his immediate future. It's not happening.
Oh,
here's what I wish. I really hope the NFL takes care of this man.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
you think they are? I know. I've seen a lot of players go through it.
It was really cool.
Do
you see, like, the Buffalo Bills? They all got, like, the pendant with, like, the number 3.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Man, it's cool.
And I love that they're spending the money on that. But this man will probably need help for a very long time.
They're going to help him. You sound like you have no faith in Roger Goodell and what they're going to do.
Hello?
His track record.
Good thing for him, they're going to help him because he's made public news. It's the other players who get cut and ain't going to get help.
You're right.
Speaking of public news, people need to chill on the internet saying that was like a fake Hamlin at the game and stuff.
Give me a break.
Twitter is a wild place.
Yeah. It is. All right. And then finally in food news, champagne bears for Valentine's Day. Gummy bears for the grown and sexy are here. You can toast your little champagne colored and rose colored bears together.
Is there actual champagne in them?
So they're made from Dom Perignon?
Perignon.
I don't know how to say it. It's expensive champagne, though. They have the champagne inside the gummy bears. And like I said, they're beautiful golden and rosé colored. They're sweet and bubbly. They're imported from Germany. So if you want them, you got to order now. They're only $9. I don't know what the shipping's going to cost, but you can go to sugarfina.com. If you need the website, send me a message now. DM me, @ Dana Cortez
on
Instagram.
I'm calling scam now. Because champagne only comes from France, and these are coming from Germany.
No, the gummy bears are made with Dom Perignon, which is champagne from France.
Yeah, and then good gummy bears come from Germany.
You know that? Yeah.
No, for real, my friend in high school was a German foreign exchange student, and that's why, like, the golden wrapper of gummy bears is actually a German brand.
No way!
They know what they're doing when they come into gummy bears.
Are you being serious right now?
No, dude, if there's one thing I know, it's gummy bear news, bro. Come on, dog. But also, this sounds like a little...
That was the weirdest thing you've ever said, and I love it.
I'm going to be a buck. This sounds like a little bit of a side chick gift, to be honest.
$10, dude.
Yeah, it's like, hey, baby, it's cold as
bears. I would just like a gift, period. Oh, I told DJ Mike I wanted for Christmas.
Here we go.
Here on the radio, I told him what I wanted for Christmas. I sent it to him. Nada.
I got you something for Christmas.
I don't want to talk to you right now. Wow. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, I ended better than I thought. it is National Irish Coffee Day if you want to have a little something.
After that.
whiskey and your cafecito.
We'll wrap it up on National Opposite Day.
It's Opposite Day.
Which leads to the question, are you guys pro dinner for breakfast? Dana Cortez.
Oh, we do that a lot.
Dinner for breakfast and breakfast for dinner at our house. I know, when you say Dana, I love that my husband answers. Yeah, but anyway, he
Thank you, Automatic.
You know what? You are in a relationship with Automatic now, Anthony, because he doesn't listen to you either.
What?
Yes, we do dinner for breakfast and breakfast for dinner. Pizza for breakfast is good. Put it in your air fryer. It's even better than when you get it delivered.
It's nice and crispy.
All right, check it out.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Dana Cortez Show has launched a new segment called Crazy Crimes of Passion, where we give you some of the best and most provocative true crime stories front to back within a matter of 5 minutes, all right? But what we're going to talk about right now inside Two Dudes, One Studio is why do women love true crime and murder mysteries so much? I have some reasons, and DJ Automatic has his own beliefs. I was welcome to Two Dudes,
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And if you're looking for the new segment, it's available on the podcast, which is available on all digital streaming platforms. DJ Automatic, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say, I think it's very odd that women like to be scared all the time. They like to watch scary movies. They like to, you know, watch all these things about serial killers. Yet they want to be peaceful people. There's something in their biological makeup.
It's gnarly, right?
Yeah, that just doesn't... I just don't understand.
Like, I can watch a scary movie, like if we're talking like ghosts and things like that, like possessions and stuff like that. But I can't just fall asleep with, like, murderers on the loose.
Exactly.
And, like, unsolved mysteries in the background. And women just sleep peacefully to that.
Dana
and,
watch it makes me watch this whole Richard Ramirez thing where he's breaking into people's houses. And now I have to, like, lock down the house every single night. Like, make sure everything's locked because I don't want to get murdered in my sleep.
And then they also like to play a little bit of a detective along the way. You know how some guys, like, you know, like, backseat coach, like, football or basketball, you're watching the game?
Yeah.
That's how women are with true crimes. They're like, I already know who did it. I already know this. You know,
I just figured it out. I had a great revelation. True crime is fantasy football for women.
There you go. You're right. Because one of the reasons why they love it is because it's a learning tool. All right. They could
learn how to get away from it.
Yes. Learn how to get a preparedness is okay. What it can help them
or
with.
Or learn how to murder somebody.
Oh, either way. You know, it promotes a sense of justice sometimes.
Okay.
All right. You love to see the villain get caught. It also triggers empathy.
Oh.
And it's a roller coaster of emotions.
I think that's a huge part of what plays into what women love about it.
And the final reason why they love it is because it helps them explore and talk about vulnerability from the comfort of their own living room. All right. They could talk about, oh, my God, this. Oh, my God, that. What would you do here while they're sitting down scarfing down some hot Cheetos?
So under the blankie.
If you're a homie who loves true crime, step up and tell us why. We want to know.
Yeah. Ladies, at DJ Automatic, at Anthony A. Comedy, because I really, like, if you have some other theories on this, because it's mind-blowing to me how much women really, really appreciate these things.
Ladies, let us know.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.